Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. Arki Chankuti back on the show. Arki is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 11 years as a member of our Brain Trust, the CEO of Learning Center, the co-author of Built on Trust, one of my favorite books in the world, in my life. He's our good friend Arki Chankuti. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
Good to have you back. Arki, I told the audience earlier in the hour when I was telling them you were coming that I've always felt that trust was a good thing was important, and I've always tried to be trustworthy and value trust. But you really became my mentor in helping me understand, helped to shine a light on the concept of trust being a best practice. And over the years, our conversations have helped me to understand and to realize that at the moment of conception of proto-market, what I say is the birth of markets 10,000 years ago, at the moment of conception of proto-market, trust was there. Because when Og said to Gog, let's quit fighting over this and let's just do business together, Gog had to trust Og. Right?
That's right.
At the moment of conception of proto-market, trust was there. And since then, it has become, in the marketplace, not just the right thing to do, but a best practice. What do you think?
That's right. And trust, of course, has these two elements. It has the emotional element, which is the big power, you know. And do you or do you not have confidence? Is Og going to stab you in the back, or might he, or whatever? And then you have this objective thing. Does he deliver? Does she deliver?
Right.
On time, what they say. And if they can't, do they amend that in time for you to make your adjustment? So those are very, very important concepts. They are, in my book, the basis of a transaction. They are the basis of a relationship, and a relationship is based on units of transaction, and that is all based on trust.
And even though I say that trust was there at the moment of conception, in my new book, Arki, I have a whole chapter on trust, as you know. In my new book, The Age of the Customer, I actually believe, and I say this in the book, that trust is going to be even more important, even more powerful in the age of the customer than it was in the age of the seller. What do you think about that?
Well, yes, of course, I think that's very true for two major reasons. I mean, of course, the interaction is based on wants. You know, what the client wants is very important. And what's more, the customer has wants that he or she doesn't even know about that is refined in today's technological. You know, you go up there and you do a search on something that you have a broad interest in. Pretty soon, you follow the links and you're on. You have wants, and you have refined wants you didn't even know you had. That's huge.
Right.
And then of course the customer is judging the service.
Right. And that's what I call the moment of relevance.
That's right. And that's communicated to in some cases hundreds of thousands or millions of people.
Yeah.
And that is critical. So are you present with your customers? Can you demonstrate that you're present? Can you demonstrate that you care about what
that isn't? And that's the tricky part. That's the part that's really hard for some people. I think, Arki, you're making an excellent point. If people are looking for relevance without really realizing that that's what they're looking for, but they are, and that's what I say. That's what I talk about in the book. They're looking for relevance. One of those relevance factors is trust. How do you demonstrate your trust at that sort of that vaporous level, right? That first blush level. How do you demonstrate your trust? You can do it, but it takes work, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And I think presence is a very important part of that contact. It's important to match your customer or your prospective customer's presence. That could be eye contact, or it can be contact on the radio, contact
right.
like we're making now, voice contact. That's important, and you also must show that you know that the customer is setting the agenda,
mm-hmm.
and that the agenda is based on what
yep.
they want, and that you care about that.
Yep. That's all part of trust, folks. And this is the part that you've got to get to if you're going to win the moment of relevance game. If you're going to win that with a customer, you've got to be able to show that your trustworthiness, your ability to be trusted at those levels. Not just did I deliver a product when I told you I would. It's got to be a little even more than that. And that's how you survive and thrive in the age of the customer. Right back with Archie Chakuti after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.